Is Our Future with Mastering Spirituality in Practical Ways, Part 3. We've reached the special moment where we are reaching out to you, our listeners, to come together to master spirituality in practical, real ways, together with the teachings of Rav Shalom Arush, A New Light. We're going to continue in that flow. I want to thank everyone who joined us weekly. Hope you're feeling good. Hope you're hearing us. Everything's functioning the best we can. We are not in our studio. We are at home, busy, thank God, with the Erev Shavuot preparations. And therefore, we need you guys to really keep in touch with us, what's going on. AmunaLive.com has some important updates for Amuna Tour 2023. Yes, I feel the love over there with you guys online. Thank you so much. And yeah. We sorted out some of the phones, so hopefully everything's clearer. And studio-wise, we'll be back on Thursday with a special, special guest. We have the opportunity to be together with Benjamin Klempner. He is someone very special, Dr. Benjamin Klempner. He is going to be bringing his chimes. If you guys remember, we had him a few months ago, and it was a very special class. He told me that he had the opportunity to reach out to a lot of people and impact, thank God, to doing what we're doing here together with our growing Amuna community, Unity Inspires projects, United Souls. We're joining together with all our different collaborations. The Rav Baruch Hashem, keep davening for Rav Shalom Ben Yemna. The reason why we're not in the studio, because right now I wanted to keep up the real flow of Tuesday and not lose this important class, especially the third part of Mastering Spirituality, as we want to keep going ahead in the new light. I do have your feedback. We're going to get into it in a moment. I just want to reach out to all of you and thank you again for all the positive feedback, and keep partnering with AmunaLive.com. That's the place to go if you want to partner with Rav Shalom Arush and his Amuna Tours. We are updating you all now that it's looking like we're delaying from, usually we would come at the time of Parshas Lech Lecha and Vayera. This year we were talking about coming earlier in the summer months of Deal, New Jersey. In the past, we would come, say, November, heading towards the winter after the Chagim. This year, we're talking about the summer months, but it looks like the Deal, New Jersey and New York will have to wait again this year for after the Chagim. The dates we're talking about right now, and thank you, Hashem, today we are the spirit of Hod Shebi Yesod. It's a time to thank Hashem. With the power of thanking Hashem, we'll have the ability to join you at the right time, in the right way. And it's looking like the 19th of October till the 30th of October. We'll be in Brooklyn, not Deal, because the Brooklyn hosts won't be in their summer home in Deal. So we will be with them in the Brooklyn community. We'd love to bring Gedalia. We spoke to Gedalia. We'd love to go to Monsey. Love to join up with Chazak and all the other amazing organizations there. Maybe thank you, Hashem. You never know this time. And it's opportunities for you guys to plan and ahead, to reach out, make those, schedule those appointments, schedule that hosting for the communities, to have Rav Shalom Arush come speak, with Dan Elgrod to translate. It's very important that we do this in advance so it doesn't become a last minute balagan like it has sometimes in the past. Like last year was a little bit last minute, not my style. But once again, we have a busy schedule with the Rav, and all you guys also busy with the summer, and then it's Chagim. And so this year we're going to try reach out already. It's only Erev Shavuot, so we've got plenty of time, lots of chodoshim, lots of months to get ready and to organize, coordinate. Okay, let's go into your feedback. This is dedicating our 104th Amuna class, 105th actually, Days of Svira, to Refuah Shleima, Avraham Bas Chana, and all the good people, to all the people that have gone through challenges, including the Dill family, the D family. Everyone should be blessed, and to the success of all our special guests, everyone who joins us in the Holy Land. It's a real Amuna Tuesday, unity focus. We welcome all our guests, and to the full healing, to be able to corona, all the different forms, and to reach out to Yerachmad and Abgedalia's son, Elia Nishmas, and also all the people that, and the souls that join us. We know that those souls are here with us weekly, and we feel it. We feel the love, we feel the spiritual flow. Especially Erev Shavuot, when we stood at Har Sinai, all the souls were gathered together, united souls. That's a big goal in what we're trying to do here. Remember, Amuna Global is our tagline. Make it happen. You make it happen. And I'm sitting in a frat right now in my home studio, so I appreciate it that you guys make the time to join me weekly, and I've made the time to join you weekly. And as I said, Thursday, we're going to have a special Emunah Live guest, Binyamin Kleppner. I want my Rabbi Orish to be well. Yes, we read this out last time, but we want to read it again. We want to keep davening from Shalom Ben Yamna. Baruch Hashem, so much joy. Maybe you're filled with this. Thank you, Hashem, by Shalom Orish. Yes, the video. Thank God now we're no longer during this sphere of morning days of no music, etc. So go enjoy the videos of music of Rav Shalom Orish. And the thank you Hashem has definitely impacted people. The joy that's felt. Rav Shneur Zalman Liadi. Yes, we had this last time. May Hashem bless the Rav. Yes. Thank you, Brezim Amunah. Bless you all. Baruch Hashem, just read about this yesterday in the Garden of Riches. Someone else wrote, Gracias Hashem. Gracias Rav. Pur Sus in Sinazus. Shalom Shalom Yishalayim. Yom Tov Balayish, power to the positive people, Ellie Goldsmith, weekly class, truth, love, and joy are present. Blessings. Thank you, Rabbi. Have a good class, a good Shabbos to you and the family. Blessing, I tried, don't you navigate? Yes, we mentioned this last time. And we also mentioned about Dalia Fenster and Yom Tov Galed's classes that we put up. Someone wrote about the Morocco shorts. Kindness Connection, we mentioned as well. They donated. So, Baruch Hashem, we went through all the feedback. It seems like Baruch Hashem, it's a lot of repeats. So, we're going to go ahead straight into the class. Look at this, the magnet. Emunah, Hashem always loves and everything always be good. It will only get better and better. So we're constantly putting up shorts and clips on all our different platforms, TikTok, Reels, everything, thank God. And we are holding page 305. So you guys turn to your New Light book, chapter 7. And we're bringing spirituality into practical ways. We learn and pray. You must constantly continue learning about the topic of joy, and you must continue to seek practical advice on how to acquire joy. So this is around the middle of the page of 305. Such as recognizing your good points and rejoicing in them. So right now, I'm not in my studio, I don't have the camera team, the Bezov.com's team have not put up the past two episodes. So far you're going to have to rely on these YouTube episodes from my phones and the podcast episode. There's a lot of not good points, but the point is, we're going to keep focusing on the good points. For example, Vienna. Nissen Black was just there with his whole family, DJ Hudacris, Unity Bookings. This is a good point. Amazing success. The people were happy. They wanted to come back. Hanukkah, a new opportunity, a charity show there. Budapest then reached out. All these amazing things, developing positive Unity Bookings, helping the students of the Rav share Emunah music and bringing that quality professional approach that I'm trying to do and everything I do, including our Emunah tour coming up soon. And with Diane Elgrod, not going to make it to Frat for a while. Try to organize that. Didn't work out. Hopefully we'll reschedule. But the Nekudat Tova is, there is an interest, and they still want the Rav to come, even though it's been delayed a few weeks now. And that's one of the beautiful things. Just like Dill, New Jersey being delayed, we're still coming to after the Chagim. There's still an interest. It's all about Nekudat Tovas in everything we're doing. So we all have to appreciate these special moments. Okay, let's keep going. And we have the opportunity also now to focus on those good points. Many recognize the many ways which Hashem helps you, says in the New Light book. Yeah, helps you in different areas of your life. Thanking Hashem for everything. Thank you, Hashem. This is it. Hod. Hod is a time of Hodah. Thank you. Tadal Hashem. Especially when it's the Yesod. Yesod is a Tzaddik who's Mashpia. It's a time, say, for Midbar, which is starting this week. It's a whole opportunity for us to make Seder, as Lord Sachs mentioned. We just had the big crowning of the king and Charles III. Unfortunately, Rabbi Lord Sachs wasn't there, but Rabbi Mervis was there. And he was talking about the Kiddush Hashem that was created by him keeping Shabbos and the way that he was treated there, the Kashrut. If things are stated in every way, the Jewish religion, wouldn't it be good to edit them to restate them? No. Everything is said as it says. You've got to Rav Yossi Mizrahi, I'm sure I'll agree with that. And the idea of what's state is state, what's written is written. We don't change the Torah for anything. And it's a part of the Ani Mamins. We don't change the Torah for anything. We have to be Mamin in the Torah Kadosh, the holiness, the opportunity to elevate everything in our life in a weekly way. But the point is that we are faithful to the text. And what our goal is now, and as a Siddiqui, we're able to, like last week's Parsha B'Kokosai, where there was a lot of tough words there, a lot of Musa Techocha. But what did the Siddiqim able to do? They were able to hear the inner understanding of everything is really the Torah, everything's for good. All the difficult curses seemingly were really for a blessing. That's our path. That's how we focus and grow. We turn it around for Kedusha, for holiness, and for the good, Nekudas Tovus. There might be some noise in a minute, so excuse me if there is. Okay, so we're learning ahead. Thanking Hashem for everything, being lighthearted and humorous, singing and dancing. And the principal way is attaining the inner wisdom at the core of joy and transforming everything you learn into prayer. So that's the idea of transformation. So say there's difficult words, like you were saying in the Torah, difficult experiences of life. The point is transformation. That's the inner message. We don't change it. We transform it. We face the reality. We have to face our stuff, not stuff our face. We have to face the fact that sometimes life can be challenging and put in front of us. Like, for example, I'm sitting at home trying to do a studio class in my house, which is always a challenge. But the point is that you transform it into an uplifting experience. I have the holiness of my home. I have the holiness of living, thank God, just past Rosh Hashanah. We drove past there on the way here. And the opportunity to be committed, show my commitment, show my dedication, that even if the studio team weren't able to make it today, I've made it. And we'll follow up even with a bonus class. This is the idea. Thank you, Shemper. Being lighthearted and humorous, singing and dancing. Yes, Gedalia was talking about on the way to Uman and back, how difficult it was last year. And this year, I'm sure, even with all the challenges of the war and the fact that it has somewhat, hopefully, calmed down, somewhat, some sort of peace is still, as far as I know, Kiev is not open. So people will have to, you know, to really go out their way to travel like we did last year. But Gedalia said the important part was people were dancing and singing the whole way there, way back. And that opened up all the gates. The dancing and singing, Sibar of Shalom Morish, the dancing and singing, Lag BaOmer, the dancing and singing, again, leading up to Lag BaOmer. We put that video up. There's a new channel that's putting out a lot of beautiful footage of Rav Morish, which we've been working with Brez of English Tour. And you can see beautiful close-up quality videos of the Rav doing amazing things. Anyway, the singing and dancing, it sweetens all the judgments. And the principal way is attaining the inner wisdom at the core of joy and transforming everything you learn into prayer. Here's an example of a short prayer on the topic of joy. So you turn what we're learning, the focus of Torah, of Shavuos, Shtei Lechem. What are the Shtei Lechem? What are the two breads that we bring on Shavuot? What are the two meals we have, the milkiks and the meat meals? What are this concept of two, the twins of Sivan? Chodesh Sivan is a month. We're about to bless it next week. The idea of twins. What's this concept of twins? My wife's a twin. What's the concept of these twins, my soulmate? The idea is that we come together to turn Torah into prayer and prayer into Torah. That's the sod, the secret of Rabbi Nachman and Ben Feger, Rabbi Nosson, his Talmud, Rabbi Nachman Ben Simcha. The idea that the light comes through the Torah and turns up into feelers, into prayers, into yearnings, into will. This is the garden of yearnings. So we're going to read a prayer now that demonstrates how we turn joy, the learning of joy that we talked about in the last two parts, and that's why I need to watch them both. And I put the links in the description. Check out always the links in the description, part one, part two. And you'll be able to see there how we learn about joy and internalization, how we should learn it. Now we're turning it into prayer. Master of the universe, says the prayer, of written in the book of A New Life, Rav Shlomo Hirsch. Master of the universe, I have learned that when I'm depressed, you are not with me. Hashem, help me distance myself from depression as much as possible. Help me remember that depression is the great sin and you hate it. Help me remember that I cannot succeed at anything when I'm depressed. Depressed, like depressed, like it's all oppressing us. There's these different, and we need to depress from all the stress. But the concept is, Hashem, help me from this. Completely eradicate my depression. Because in Chassidus, depression is the enemy. Yeah, know your enemy. Have compassion with me. Help me to acquire the trait of joy. Yeah, happiness. Help me always remember that it's a great mitzvah to be joyful, happy. May the evil inclination never persuade me to be depressed, whatever may be. May I always remember that when a person is joyful, succeeds in everything. Most importantly, succeed in his prayer so it is accepted. And he attains faith and everything good in the world. You hear that, guys? Everything good in the world. Yes. This is the room energy. All the good. Thank you, Hashem. Okay, we need all the good in the world. Therefore, advise me and teach me how to be joyful. Help me keep every piece of advice on how to be joyful. Help me see only the good in my life and rejoice in good and every good point in myself. Give me the proper awareness of which I can be joyful always. Help me engage in a great deal of prayer and pleading on this topic every single day. Yeah, you got it, guys. You're hearing the prayer. Read the prayer yourself. Page 306 begins at the bottom of 305 in A New Light. If you don't have the book, order it at brezlov.com. or reach out to me by email, say that you're sharing, I'm on a global, we'll talk about how you're doing that, and we'll try to send you a free copy. I already offered that in the past. ellie.goldsmith@breza.co.al. Email's in the description always. This is an excellent, straightforward demonstration of the fact that when we learn and then contemplate what we have learned, we're inspired to do the work of the will. And the more clear, vivid our learning, the more we arouse our will. We approach the work of will with enthusiasm. Yes, that's it. Living inspired, joy, meaningful podcasts, all these things out there nowadays. Let's live inspired. Joyous today, that's right. We have to be joyful, focused, no matter what. Simchas Yom Tov. You want to enjoy Yom Tov coming up, Shavuot? We have to be simchadik. We put up a post, the idea that in order to seek out truth, we have to let go of things. So we know there's no one more that let go of things than Ruth. Ruth, the convert, we learn, and please go about the Megillah, the idea of converts, the idea of people that come bringing back these sparks, bring these souls back to our people so that Am Yisrael can fulfill its full mission, like David HaMelech comes from Ruth, the light of Mashiach, Shlomo, the one who built the base of Migdash, the first Migdash, and please God, we'll have the base Shlishi coming soon, the third base of Migdash. This idea, we're preparing for this Mashiach took a time. There's a power, said the Baal Shem Tov on Shavuos, whose Yotzai is also, as well as David HaMelech. There's a power in Shavuot to elevate everything. And tonight, tomorrow, is the Yotzai of the Ramchal. We put out a post. Also, there's Vila Rebbe. Yesod should be Yesod. This is a time of intimate connection, the time of meeting heaven and earth. This is the kind of way, bring it into Tevila, that we should be Zochah, we should be blessed with all those lights, of all the lights of Rus, of being able to let go, the lights of David HaMelech, the joy, the enthusiasm of the Baal Shem Tov and the Simcha and the Gula, the redemption of the Tzaddikim. We should be blessed, please God, with the idea of the Ramchal, to understand, have the wisdom, the knowing heart, and to then to be able to come together with Zvila Rebbe, the Tzaddikim, the light of Yeshua's, people that po Yeshua's, which reminds me of the Zeres Shimshon. We're constantly putting out there a new light of the Zeres Shimshon. We have it advertising, thank God, on our website at brezov.com. You can always get the Svarim Kadosh and the Holy Books on our website. And we'll please God, there'll be a post leading up to Yom Yerushalayim about the Zeres Shimshon, the Zeres Shimshon. That's the at Zeres Shimshon or hashtag Zeres Shimshon. And over there, you'll be able to get Yeshuot. This is the light before Mashiach comes. There's a tremendous opportunity for salvations by connecting to the Tzaddikim. Rav Shlomo Morish has put out a special letter or protection. You can reach it out to us and get hold of it, please God. There's also all these wonderful teachings as we're doing weekly, and thank God you guys, and you're all welcome to give feedback on our platforms. It means a lot when people reach out, and I'm in the live chat right now. If anyone wants to say anything, ask anything on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. Someone wrote, Islamic people believe the Quran was written by God. The Quran contains a lot of negative. This has caused a lot of, let's see what they're saying, negative actions, feelings, and thoughts regarding innocent people. If it's maybe Islamic people would not be so hostile and destructive towards others. Yes, so someone else wrote, Joyce today, that's true. And the idea that we can just change text, it's not a way. What we have to do, as we're trying to explain here, is we have to transform ourselves into more joy. That's the real key to the whole game. We have to really tune into the joyous energy that's within. And we should realize that every single challenge, every single struggle, everything is for our good. As Rav Oresh says, yes, we mentioned before from the magnet. Yeah, what does it say in the magnet? You guys should get it. Hashem always loves me. That's Amunah. And everything will always be good. Applying the Amunah. And it only get better and better. And that's the trust that we have. It's going to just get better and better. The betachon. That life is going to get better and better. This is the concept that should impact our daily life. With this positive mindset, but not just that, we're praying it, bringing it, willing it, through yearning, through learning, through growing. This impacts our daily life. This is how we make change in a real time. And it's with enthusiasm. That's what impacts. How can we win this battle that we're in constantly with our other side, with the negative side? You want to transform the negativity. We have the best place to start is within. And that's why if you want to change the world, bring about positive world, we have to constantly be role models in that and show the teachings of the Torah bring a path of ne'imus, of pleasantness and peace. We learn and we achieve, says Rav Shlomo Morish, going ahead. and then we'll do a bit of some more announcements. When a person does the work of the will using this approach with daily learning and prayer, he will certainly see changes and improvement himself. As time passes, he continues to learn more deeply, study more texts, obtain a deeper understanding, and will gain an inner sense of emunah upon which all joy depends. This is because besides all the other advice, the core advice to attain constant joy is to believe with complete faith, with complete emunah, because faith is like a weak version. Emunah is strong, yeah, it's applied. That intrinsic wisdom, emunah, yeah, that everything is for the good, as we already explained in the Garden of Wisdom, and we just read out now on the beautiful magnet. At times, a person undergoes difficult tests. The only approach that illuminates and helps him is the faith that everything is for the good. In a simple sense, that everything is for the good. He believes that he knows that experience that he goes through comes to him from Hashem with love for his good and with the purpose of bringing him close to Hashem. The emunah aids him in the most difficult times. For example, right now, we're in a midbar, a place of desert, a place of abandonment. But what is Hashem doing? He's bringing us warmth through the fire, the Eish Tamid. He's bringing us protection through the Anana Kovid, the Shekhinah that protects us. He's bringing us sustenance through the Man. He's bringing us everything we need in the Midbar to show us that even when things feel difficult, that Hashem is there for us and showing us He's providing constantly. Hashem Roi Lo Yichsar. We will not lack. Yeah, I read that even when I was a young boy in school in the churches over there in London. And thank God now, you know, it would only be in the shul. But those days, that's where, you know, I was in schools, the English school system, they were still doing that. And yeah, thank God, Hashem will never let us lack. Yeah, Hashem is our shepherd, we're not lack. And that's the concept that Hashem will always provide for us. And that's the idea of emunah that we'll be learning here again and again. And we're going to keep going through it, please God, again and again, till we get it clearer and clearer and clearer. So that even though we're in difficult times, like the midbar, like we just said, but then Hashem's organizing this beautiful system, this Seder, this beautiful, everyone has a place, everyone has a mission, everyone has their own Chelik HaTorah, and Yesod, this week of Yesod, Yosef HaSadik, the awe of the Tzaddikim, the light of the righteous, guides us to realize that the whole Seder is there to bring out the Nekudas Tovos, the good part of Kodesh, that everyone has a place, everyone has a mission, everyone has a purpose. And with that Shlichus, with that awareness that we have a mission, we're a godly soul, that we're here for a bigger purpose that gives fulfillment, that gives happiness, that gives us ability to overcome all the struggles within, all the difficult moments that we feel down, the inner truth that we're a soul, that reality, that is what's shining forth daily. It gives us the own inner light, the own Aner Kovid, the own Shekhinah around ourselves, the own, because in the end, everyone has to shine their own light. Everyone has to do their own special mission. And all of us have the ability, every one of us. And it's just a matter of us tuning into that truth within. And the Tzaddik, the Siddiqin, the Yisod, the foundation is that we have to connect ourselves to that truth and that Panimis, the inner world, the inner realm. One of the things I learn weekly with Chavrusa and Efrat is learn Chassidut. Chassidut helps us. That's why the Baal Shem Tov comes out in Shavuot to remind us that Chassidus isn't just about the Tishim, even though that's so important to come together with the Rebbe and have Sudas. And it's so important to have a Rebbe, so important to have someone to lift you up, and so important to have special avodas of Tefillah together with the Sibur, with singing and dancing. But it's also so important that we do the learning, but with learning of Chassidut, of the Panimis Torah, the inner Torah, that should shine out during Shavuot. The inner Torah is the light of David HaMelech, the light of Baal Shem Tov. It should shine out within, and we pray that we should merit that inner connection, that can light up the darkness, that can give us the power, the inner world. There's this whole new technological world outside of us with AI and AR and VR and all these different aspects going on technological levels. And it's going to be more and more a challenge of ChatGPT and Bard, and there's all these new terminologies that have come along. I don't even know that I forgot the names. There's so many already. And Google and Microsoft and everyone's trying to develop this whole like new world outside of ourselves to externalize what really we have, all this wisdom within. All the knowledge we need is within our soul. We were given all the Torah before we were born, every one of us, every human being, was taught the whole Torah. And when you come out, an angel comes and makes you forget it. And now the job is to reunite it. They say the Yanuka, or there were some special souls, they weren't made to forget it. So we see that they're able to shine so much wisdom to us because that Torah still is Chazrein B'Shuva. Yeah, the idea of returning, as we say in Shemoneh Esrei, Torah Sechel, you should return to us the Torah that we learned in the womb. Where did we learn it? We learned it already before we came down. As a soul, we knew this inner wisdom. There's so much wisdom within us, each one of us. And the point is, the wisdom has to come from within. And then we can influence and shine it out to all these technological things and use technology correctly. Then we can have robots and not have it turn into some crazy, like, you know, chaos movie like Terminator or something where everything turns on humanity. We can transform that horrible potential darkness that seems to be approaching us through all the different ideologies like wokeness and all this craziness out there. We can transform through the inner level, the inner truth, the inner values, the light of the soul of humanity. We can elevate all this falsehood and bring us out of this godless, this exile experience and have a elevated experience. And that first comes with the each person themselves by learning and praying and developing this, and that can influence everything, our sphere of influence around us, until everything, like synergization, as we once learned about Yesod, is the conscious synergization of bringing everything together. And that's why we end up in the midbar with this beautiful Dagonim, this concept that we all have a place, everyone has their flag, everyone has their mission, their community, their sphere of influence, everyone has their place to influence and light up, to elevate that surrounding place. Right now I'm in a frat, so the opportunity to elevate the community here, and then before that I was in Yerushalayim, and every day I try to come back to Yerushalayim during the week, and then back on Shabbos, back in a frat, and ideally I'd love to be back in Yerushalayim for, say, Yom Tov, or if anyone wants to help us make that happen, please. But the concept is to be in Yerushalayim, to be by the base of English, ideally. This is the tafkid, the tachlis, the purpose, the end game of exile, is to then come to a point where every chag we come to Shavuot, we're back by the base of English. So we come and connect into that place that, even though it's externalized as a dira tachtona, a dwelling place for Hashem, but then it awakens the inner truth of who we are. Now, we can do that now. From within, we can develop that dira tachtona within. Everyone can have the Shechanti Besocham. Everyone can have the Shechina dwell inside them. And how is it? Through joy, through prayer, through applying these important advice that we're learning here. Let's see what he says. Therefore, when a person attains the inner awareness of the tree of joy, the essence of his work of will is to pray that Hashem will help him believe that everything is for good, because only that Emunah helps him always be joyful. And he must bring the knowledge he learns daily into his heart. As a verse that you shall know today, and you should place upon your heart. That's in Sefer Devarim and Deuteronomy 4 over 39. Yeah, so chapter 4, pasuk 39. That which aids a person during that time he is tested is not the knowledge in mind, but the knowledge in his heart. Therefore, a person who wants to be constantly joyful must insert into the depths of his heart. And we know that Breslov is all about transforming the basa heart, the lev, basa lev, beslov, breslov. Transform that heart of flesh, as Rabbi Shimon Chai, Rosh Tevis, Rashbi, Basari, to elevate that, the Lev Tov that we just talked about, Shavuos, 49 days, to elevate that part of ourselves, yeah? To bring that knowledge into ourselves, into our heart. Therefore, a person who wants to be constantly joyful must insert into the depths of the Munna that everything is for the good. And so, although you must certainly write down your prayers and remember all the advice you study, make use of all that advice, you must dedicate the majority of prayers on half of an hour just on the topic of Amunah. Yeah, guys, we need the Amunah. Let's say someone wrote on YouTube, how does Moses make coffee? Yeah, Kabbal Hashem, and Shavuot, there's nothing more important than a good coffee. If you want to stay up all night, do the tikkun, do the learning. Yeah, Moshe definitely knew how to make a coffee, and if he didn't, we definitely do. Yeah, coffee's a big part of our morning routine, and especially for Leil Shavuot, we need a lot of coffee to do that special holy avodah of staying up all night. Only when a person prays every day and strives all his night to learn and review the books and inspire him to acquire a particular trait is the work of the will whole and full. Yeah, it has to be full, like F-U-L-L. Even a person who prays for half an hour a day with enthusiasm, great intent, must continue to learn in depth, review his learning. And even if it is simple and self-evident, my students have told me, this is Rashawn Morris speaking, should be well, have told me that even if they have been doing half an hour a day of the work of the world for years with intent and feeling, on the day that they learn and review even a little, that invigorates them and enhances their work considerably. Indeed. So we look, we've got half an hour here. I believe we've been on half an hour. Let's have a look. How long? Yeah, almost half an hour. That's 2 minutes. And we'll do some announcements in a minute. Yeah, we've been, it invigorates us to do this half an hour of learning together every week. Yeah. When a person does the work of the world properly each day that he does not learn, constitutes a great loss, because that learning has the power to improve his work, strength, and will multiple times. Okay, so next we're going to go in the footsteps of the Tzaddikim. I'll talk about that. And regular learning, times of review. It's all very Torah-dic, all Shavuot. It's a short and certain route, this prescription. Yeah, exciting topics coming in. Here are the Torah, proper learning, open my heart to your Torah. Good points of learning. See, it's all very Torah, light, a little of the light. Know what you're working on. That's already going to be by the 3 weeks already by that time. Illuminate our eyes. Yeah, these are all beautiful concepts we're going to keep going ahead with. How to master spirituality in a practical way. It's a lot to do with combining prayer and learning. It's a lot to do with transforming our heart from a place of difficulty to a place filled with amunah, filled with joy, praying for that amunah, yearning for that amunah, transforming ourselves. And once we transform ourselves, we have to understand it automatically influences the cloud, the community around us. We are elevated. We're able to do business in a professional way. I just like, thank God, just did some good deals because it was done joyfully. It wasn't done with angrily. Yeah, even some things going on, some personal things with certain other business deals, I could have reacted angrily. What are you doing? How could you do this? It was something like off. No, keep the joyous mindset, do it with simcha, and then thank God they themselves said they'll correct it. There was no falling out of disconnect from relationships. Very important to keep those relationships growing, even the people who are more challenging. This is the way we build Klal Yisrael together. We can't do this whole story alone. We need each other, yeah? It's a universal journey. So I want to thank you all for joining us weekly. If anyone else, once again, wants to give any quick feedback, I'm just going to go through now some updates that we've been posting a little bit, new musical acts since Lag BaOmer, because once again, we can listen to music, and thank God I'm in that world of music. So Shtar, who then renamed themselves INR because no longer the rappers in the band, INR is Isaac and Rubenstein. I've worked with Shtar years and years ago. Isaac and Rubenstein, we've been working a little bit, hasn't yet taken off fully, but they themselves are putting out some quality music and doing some great tours. I'd like to bring it to you guys into bookings. Once again, reach out unityinspireprojects.com. Amazing bands. And I put them up on our Brezel sites because they're singing about Adon Olam. Yeah, and they do it with such a coolness and freshness that it's very important. Music's so powerful. I was listening to an interview with NF, if you heard of him, and he was saying music transformed his life, helped him. I see the comments of people, the way music affects them in such a deep way, and that's why I'm always trying to look for good, positive role models and musical inspiration. Moshe Rubin put out his track, You Are Not Alone. We posted on our platform. It's already got over 100,000 views, and it's a special video of him, like sort of almost doing his spodida, very connected to what we're doing. And over here, namunalive.com. And then we put up a new star in Israel, a brand new, Yom Tov Biton. Yom Tov Biton is a new guy we're going to hopefully be working with. Got a lot of swag, a lot of energy, and we'll hopefully reach out as well. All the other wonderful people like Moshe Gersh, Rudy Rothman wants to make a tour in England around June, which talking about that at the end of June, I'm going to be at the beginning of July in London. So anyone out there, July the 6th, wants to reach out, is welcome to. And going there for simchas, please God, and everyone should be blessed with simchas, and yeah, happy to reach out, connect with people in advance, and like we said, after the Chagim, we're off in the US, so I'll be in London, July, and US, please God, in October. If anyone else wants to bring me out sooner to New York, Deal, New Jersey, Miami, I have definitely have what to do there. I'm happy to come meet you guys in Deal, New Jersey in the summer. Just reach out to me, DM, and we'll try and make a trip happen. I'd love to do classes there. I'd love to connect with people. I'd love to see Gedalia. I'd love to see the Dill community. I haven't had the merit yet to meet with them. Do some Zera Shimshon over there. Share some Garden of Amunah, a new light. Keep doing our classes. Like we're dedicated here once a week, 30 minutes. And please God, every day, 30 minutes on Amunah. That's the inspiration to work on Amunah. Everyone needs to strengthen Amunah daily and daily and daily, more and more. Thank you to Rav Shlomo Morish for being our host on his platforms. And please go to keep sharing all this unbelievable Garden of Amunah. And I can't wait to see you in person. That's the best thing, when I get to meet these people that are watching us online and sharing this content, and to meet you in person and see how all of the Jewish people, everyone in the world, everything has a place, everything has a time. And ultimately we'll see how the Gula Shlema, Kidavah Hashem Yerushalayim, the idea that the Kibbutzim Teitei Tovim Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim, that the godly word will shine out from Yerushalayim to the whole world. And we have the merit, please God, to do another class this Thursday. Join us at amunalive.com. We're going to have some chimes just to calm down before we get to Shavuot. Do some internalization, a little bit of spirituality through the music, musical ways. Dr. Benjamin Klempner be there on Thursday. And hopefully we'll have only good news. Love to bring more guests to the studio. And can't wait to keep sharing these Amunah classes with you again. Love you all. Thank you. Have a beautiful Shabbos. Shabbos for Midbar. A new Sefer, a new opportunity. Keep growing. All the best. All the love. Sharon Muna Global. Thank you. It's Facebook. Okay. One more. Instagram. You're the best. Instagram Live.